Right. Good morning. Now, yesterday was Shabbos Mevorachim, and we are benching the new month, Menachem Av. And, of course, on one level, this is a very sad time, and we're coming to Rosh Chodesh late in the week, Friday. But on the other hand, there's something positive that we can do about it, which is learning in Yonim of the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, I suggest that we learn a little bit of Hilchos Beis HaBchira and then discuss its pnimius, its inner dimension, the way in which it relates to the individual today. So we're looking here in the Rambam. Now the Rambam's Sefer Halacha Mishneh Torah is well known that it's unique among Sifrei Halacha that it includes all the dinim of the Torah, including dinim which are only relevant in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And so we have Hilchos Beis HaBchira right in the middle of the whole Sefer Mishneh Torah. We have Mitzvos Aseh La'asos Bayis La'Hashem Muchen Li'os Makrivim Boi HaKorbanos. The mitzvah, the positive mitzvah, is to build a house for Hashem which is prepared for offering korbanos. V'choygigin eilov shalosh ponim v'shono, and one comes in a...
For what's v'machmen ish v'zachoyim? For what's v'machmen ish v'zachoyim? We can't
hear him do this year.
Please...
Here, his hand up. Yeah,
I'm bringing it to you.
Now, and v'chaygin elov, and one comes in a festive way to the Beis HaMikdash, shalosh shonim b'shono, three times a year, sh'nema v'osu li mikdash, as it says in Parshas Truma, v'osu li mikdash. Now, it's an interesting thing that the Rambam takes this pasuk for osu li mikdash, even though that is, of course, in Parshas Truma, that's about the Mishkan. The Kesef Mishnah discusses that, but that is the there is not actually a straight pasuk in the Chumash stating that when they come into Eretz Yisrael they should build a Beis HaMikdash. There are sukkim which can be understood. We can have a look here in the Kesef Mishnah. Mitzvah Saseh La'asos Bayis La'Hashem Shnema Ba'otsu Li Mikdash. That's what he also writes in Sefer Mitzvahs, and that is that Hashem has commanded us to build a Beis HaBchira and to offer up karbonos, and there should be the aliyah to regel and gathering every year, and that's from the pasuk v'osu li mikdash. So Sifrei says, three mitzvahs the Yidden were commanded when they came into Eretz Yisrael. One is to appoint a king, second to build Beis HaBchira, and third, Lahachriz Zareh Shel Amalek. So that means the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah in itself. But the interesting thing is that it speaks about v'hoyo hamokim. It says in the beginning of Re'eh, v'avatim etz ha'yadin v'yashavtim ba'oretz v'achakach v'hoyo hamokim asher yivcha Hashem elekechem bo'i l'shakin shmoy shom shomo teviyu es kol asher anochim etzav eschem. But the Rambam takes v'otzer v'imikdosh v'shechanti b'sochem as the key to building the base, to the key pasuk. Now, another aspect which is interesting here is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. He immediately says, "Mulchen liyois makrivim boi ha-kabonos," that the Beis HaMikdash is for offering up the kabonos and for being a place where people come and celebrate the Sholish Regalim. We'll come back to that point. Now, Bezras Hashem. Now, let's see what it says. Beis Kivun shenichnasu la'aretz, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, heimidu ha-mishkan b'Gilgal, arba esrei shana, for 14 years, the Mishkan was there in Gilgal, that they were koivesh and choylek, that they were conquering the country and dividing it up. U'misham ba'al l'shiloh, from there they came to Shiloh, where they built a stone building, but spreading the curtains of the Mishkan over it. So that was that hybrid quality. V'loy hoysa sham tikra, there was no roof over the Mishkan in Shiloh. Shloish mois v'teisha v'shishim shana, 369 years the Mishkan was in Shiloh. And then when Eli died, it was Chorev, it was destroyed. And then they came to Noiv, and there they built the Mikdash. When Shmuel died, that was passed away, that was also destroyed, and they came to Givon, and they built their Mikdash. And from Givon they came to Beis Olamim in Yerushalayim. And the time of Oyvim Givon were 57 years. Now, Gimel. Kivun shenivna Mikdash b'Yerushalayim, once the Beis Hamikdash was built in Yerushalayim.
First
Beis Hamikdash. Once the Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, Nezru Kalam Akoimus Kulun Livnois Ben Bayis Lashem. It was forbidden to build a house for Hashem anywhere else, or Lahakriv Behen Korban, to offer a Korban. Right? There's the idea that time of Heta Bomos, when Bomos were permitted, there could be a local temple, so to speak, and there could be offered up Korbanos. But once the Mikdash came to Yerushalayim, sorry?
On the other side.
The other side. You have it? Yeah, sorry. Once the Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, all other places are forbidden. That's right. So there's time of Heter Bomos and time of Isabam. Ula Hakriv Behen Korban. The Ein Shom Bayis L'Doira HaDoira is, once Yerushalayim is built, the only building for all the generations, Eilu B'Yerushalayim Bilvad, only Yerushalayim. Uba HaMoriah, that Shabbat, and where in Yerushalayim? On HaMoriah. Shenem Avayoyim HaDovid, Zeu Bayis L'Hashem Elokim, וזה מזבח לאוילו לישראל ואוימה זויס מנוחסי עד היד. So various psukim about that concept of that is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we then have, where do we get the...
I'm sorry, the Beis HaMikdash, I want to clarify, the Beis HaMikdash was only one building alone in one location, is that right?
Ultimately, yes. I mean, after these different stages... But after these different stages, where Mishkan was in Gilgal and so on, but once you get to Yerushalayim, it's one building and in that location. Yes. Dalet. Binyan Shabona Shloima Kva Mefurish B'Melochim. Now the building that Shloima Melech built is described in Melochim. V'chein Binyan Osid Lehibonois, and the building which is going to be built by Mashiach, even though it is written about in Yechezkel, it's not easy to understand. The building that Yechezkel describes, if you go through it, it's difficult to understand.
Is that the building we just spoke about?
No.
Next one, second. The
this is the third one. The bill, you see, the first place of English was destroyed. Then Yechezkel, during the time of Golus Bavel, Yechezkel wrote Sefer Yechezkel. He was the Navi for the Yidden living in exile, in Bavel. And he describes the Beis HaMikdash in Sefer Yechezkel. There's a description of how the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Now, it should have been that when they came back after 70 years and they built the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, which is the second base of Mikdash, they should have built it according to Yechezkel's prescription. The problem is, it wasn't clear, as he says, Eini Mefurish Mavur. It wasn't exactly clear. And so therefore, what they did, Va'anshe Ba'esheni, so the men of the Ba'esheni, which is the Anshe Knesset HaGadoyla, Kushabonu B'mei Ezra, when they built it in the time of Ezra, B'nur Kabinyan Shloima, they built it following what Shloima HaMelech did and wrote, Ume'ein Dvorim HaMefurishim B'Yecheskel, and some concepts from Yecheskel.
What was the Havamina that they should build it like?
This was what? This was the second.
Because that's a building that had been in the office. That didn't determine the second base of Mikdash, did it?
They didn't know the second base of Mikdash is going to be destroyed. They thought the second base of Mikdash should
be. That would be the base of what Yecheskel was prophesying.
Yes.
Who's
there? The Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla. The Anshei Knesset
HaGadoyla.
Shloima first made the first Beis HaMikdash. Right? David HaMelech bought the plot of land where because he saw a malach in Shemaim with a fiery sword pointing at the Goyren HaRavna. And David HaMelech bought it, and Hashem told David HaMelech, you can't build it. And so his son Shloima wouldn't. Shloima built the first base of Mikdash. A very dramatic part of Nach is the description how he builds the base of Mikdash, how he dedicates it. Then, unfortunately, came the Churban of the first base of Mikdash. And then, while we were in Golos, Yechezkel HaNovi gives a description of the base of Mikdash, how the second is going to be. Right. But it wasn't the second, because...
But how does that tell you that the final base of Mikdash would be a fire coming down from heaven? So how did those building the second base of Mikdash imagine that they were building the final base of Mikdash at Mashiach's time? How did they manage...
Well, it's actually a machloikus among the Chachomim, whether the base of Mikdash will be built by Mashiach or will be built by a fire coming down from heaven. Yeah. According to the Rambam, it will be built by Mashiach. It will be built by human beings.
So the people building the second base thought that Mashiach's time had come. They actually believed that, did they?
There's a very interesting discussion by the Malbim of this in Sefer's Chagai, I think it is, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachiah, the last three Nevi'im.
Yes.
And there's interesting discussion by the Malbim on what, you know, what they thought and what the possibilities were.
It's a major topic, isn't it?
What the possibilities were. You see, it could have been that Zerubbabel could have been could have been Mashiach.
Where's this Malbim at the end of...
It's at the beginning of Haggai, I think. Okay, I think it's the beginning of Haggai. Yeah. It's, you know, what were the possibilities? You have a lot of interesting discussion in the Psukim and the Haggai. Now, so here we have the idea of the Mikdash. Now, unfortunately, the second base of Mikdash wasn't the final base of Mikdash; it was destroyed, and hence we have Tisha B'Av for the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. So now comes the third base of Mikdash, which will be as in Yecheskel, but now come the basic lines of what is supposed to be in the base of Mikdash. Hey. Here are the things which are the main building of the bias. Oisin boy koidesh hakadoshim. Oisin boy koidesh v'koidesh hakadoshim. V'yir lifnei hakoidesh mokom echod v'hu anikra ulam. So there are three compartments, as it were. If you look at it the way the Rambam is presenting it, actually, he's taken the middle. The middle part is the Kodesh. The western side is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the eastern side is a wide Ulam, which is the entrance hall, so to speak, of the Heichel. So these three together, as he says, Shloshton Nikroim Heichel, the three together are called the Heichel. So that is the main building part of the Mikdash. Then there is another fence or a wall around the Heichel, rechoka mimenu, at some distance, ke'ein kalei hachotzer shehoyu b'midbar, similar to the curtains of the courtyard that were in the midbar around the Mishkan. V'chol amukuf b'machitza zu, everything surrounded by this wall, shehu ke'ein chotzer oil moed, which is similar to the courtyard of the oil moed, hu hanikra azara. That is what's called the azara. That's the courtyard of the mikdash. V'hakol nikra mikdash, and the azara and the heichel together is called the mikdash. Now he does not describe over here the Ezra's Noshim, which was a second courtyard that they had in the second Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have it in the first Beis HaMikdash, but they had it in the second Beis HaMikdash, and that was a wide courtyard where generally people were able to come, and it didn't have the same restrictions as the internal part of the actual chotzer. V'oisin b'mikdash shiva kelim, and there's seven kelim in the mikdash. Mizbeach la'oilo, a mizbeach to offer the korban oilo, the shah kabonis and other kabonis. V'keves she'olim bo le mizbeach, and a ramp that they go up the mizbeach. U'mukoymo lifnei ulam moshuch ledorim, and the place of the mizbeach is in front of the ulam, and the ramp goes to the south. V'kiyo u'kanoi, and there was the wash basin and its stand, l'kadosh b'menu ha'kohenim yedeim v'ragleim la'avoida, where the kohanim could wash their hands and feet as a preparation for the avoida. They washed their feet as well because they were walking barefoot on the marble floors. And that was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, also Moshech Ledorim on the southern side, Shuhu Smoil Hanichnas LeMikdash, which is on the left. As you go into the Mikdash, and you're walking from east to west, so therefore the south is to your left. And then we have the Kelim inside the Heichel, Umizbeach LeKetores, a mizbeach for incense, umenoira v'shulchan, the golden table, u'shloshten v'soy ha'kodesh, the three of them are inside the kodesh in the heichel, lifnei kodesh hakadoshim, before the kodesh hakadoshim. Now then, when walking into the heichel, ha'menoira b'doroim, the menorah is in the south, mismoil anichnas, the left of the person entering, v'shulchan miyomin, and on the right is the golden table, sha'olov lechem aponim, and on that is the lechem aponim, u'shneim b'tzad kodesh hakadoshim mibachutz, both of them are outside the kodesh hakadoshim, they're in the kodesh, in the middle area. Mizbeach HaKetores Moshuch Mibein Shneim Luchutz, and the Mizbeach HaKetores is a little bit more outward, so you come to the golden Mizbeach first. V'oisin B'Soich HaAzora Gvulin, and in the Azora there are made points where you can walk. Ad Kan the Yisrael, up to here for an ordinary Yisrael who is coming to offer a korban. Ad kan the koyanim, up to here for the koyanim, the uvoinim barbotim lishat tzorchei hamikdash, and there are also various structures for other needs of the Beis HaMikdash, and kol bayis mehem nikra lishka, and each of those are called lishka, which means a kind of a compartment, and in Masechta Midas in the Mishnah. And further in the Rambam, it goes into great detail about this structure. But we've just covered the basic structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I want to go back, please, with you to the very beginning, because there we see this interesting point that the Rambam focuses on the purpose of the Mikdash. that it's a place to offer korbanos and for the Yidden to celebrate, that they come there when it's Yom Tov. Now,
it is the focal point to our faith.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe discusses this, and he points out that we could think of two ways of focusing on the Beis HaMikdash. One is, it is the place for Hashchos HaShchina. It's the place for the Shechina to dwell. And in fact, that's how the Pasuk writes it, the very Pasuk that the Rambam quotes, V'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom, make for me a mikdash so that I, Hashem, my Shechina, will dwell among you. A second way of understanding it is that the focus of the Beis HaMikdash is ha'avoida ha'nasis behem, the avoida we do in the Beis HaMikdash. The korbanos, coming to the Beis HaMikdash at a time of a Yom Tov. So, is the focus on what is happening milamayla, from above, or milamata, from below? So the Rebbe points out that the Rambam's focus is on our avoida below. Yes, through our avoda below, the Shechina dwells in the Mikdash. But the important thing is our avoda below.
Oh, it doesn't mention Shechina, does it?
And it's interesting that this section of the Rambam doesn't mention it as the place of the Shechina. The Rambam is focusing on our avoda. Now, in order to understand this concept of our avoda in terms of making the Beis HaMikdash and also of Hashros Hashchina, I'd like us to turn to the next text, which is from a Hasidic text, the Hasidic book. This is from Sefer HaMa'amorim Tovshin Yud of Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson, the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe. And this was actually the last maimer which he wrote. And he wanted it to be studied on the day of Yud Shvat, which was the yahrzeit of his grandmother. But it turned out that that became his yahrzeit as well. Wow. So it became a very famous maimer. What I'd like to begin if we can come 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down on the first page, the Ika Gilu Elikus, that's 9 lines down in the middle of the line, the Ika Gilu Elikus. The Ika Gilu Elikus Hayu Bebeis HaMikdash. The main revelation of Hashem was in the Beis HaMikdash. Dichsiv v'osu li mikdash v'shechanti b'soichom. As it says, they should make for me a mikdash and I'll dwell among them. I'll dwell within them. Now, you see, if you say b'soichom means within them, then there's an interesting question, which is brought, I think the Shla brings this question. B'soichoi loy ne'ma. Eilu b'soicho. I don't think Rashi.
No,
but it is broad.
It's that one.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Rashi speaks about not here. I mean, it would be nice if he did, but he didn't. As far as now, b'soichoi loy ne'ma. In other words, the Shechina is not only in it. The Shechina is b'soichom, b'soich kol echad ve'echad. The Shechina dwells inside the heart of every Jew, as you just said. When the Shechina is there, revealed in the Mishkan, it's revealed in a particularly strong way inside every person's heart, but in fact it's there anyway. There is the Shechina inside every single individual. Our avoda to Hashem produces the Gilu Shechina within us. Now, I'm following one thread. So if we can go another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, Vohinyan. Vohinyan at the end of the line. Another 5 lines down, and the end of the line it says Vohinyan. Vohinyan, who the Inyan is as follows. Dehine tachlis hakavono babrius vizhavas oilamois. The ultimate goal of Hashem in the creation of the world, it says in Midrash, in Tanchuma, Denisave HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos lo yisborach dira betachtoinim. Hashem desired to have a dwelling in the lower world. Sheyeh gilo elokus lamato, that there should be a revelation of Hashem below, al yedei avodas ha'adam, through the avodah of people. Al yedei iskafya veizhafra, through two aspects of our avodah. Iskafya means controlling, quelling. That's right. Veizhafra means transformation.
Transforming.
The neshama tered lamata, the neshama should come down below, lehislabish beguf v'nefesh abahamis, and should be there enclosed in the body and the animal soul. And the animal soul is like the Yetzirah, it's a desire within us for natural things which can become a Yetzirah, unfortunately. Vehem yalimu v'yastiru al oha neshama, and the animal soul and the guf, they will conceal the radiance of the neshama. Ubechol zeh, and nonetheless, tifol haneshama, the neshama will achieve biru v'zikuch haguf, the elevation, the sifting, and the purification of the body and of the nefesh abahamis and the animal soul. V'gam chalkoi ba'olam, and also all the possessions of the person, his material things in the world, and out of all of that, v'zehu v'osu li mikdash v'shechanti b'soichom. That's what it means, make for me a mikdash and I'll dwell within you, b'soich kol echad v'echad, inside each individual one. V'hu al yedei avoida, and this is through the avoida, b'avoidus haberurim, through the avoida of this sifting, b'vchines iskafya v'ishafcha, the struggle that each one of us has with our Yetzirah, with our animal soul, with the tendencies, the habits of the guf. And on the one hand, we have to control it, but sometimes we can inspire it and transform it so that a power of desire and love, which might be something for negative things, is transformed and rechanneled and redirected so it becomes for positive things. Now, if we could please turn over the page. Right, it's also printed on the back. Thank you. Now, we're going to look at Perek Beis, which talks about the Kabbalists. So what's this mimer, what this fascinating discourse, which has got 20 chapters altogether. Actually, it's translated into English as well. Now, he talks about the avodah in the Mishkan in terms of our personal avodah. He goes into many details, but we're focusing on the Kabbalah, since that's what the Rambam said is the ikar reason for building the Beis HaMikdash, is the avodah of Kabbalah. So we're looking at a few lines of this chapter base, which is talking about Kabbalah. V'hine zois hoise avodah b'mishkan HaMikdash. This was the avodah. The avodas habirurim devchinas itzkafya. There was itzkafya, which then leads to hamevi umayle lebchinas itzhafcha chasolchel denohira. It leads to transforming darkness into light. V'lechein achas avodas shahoyu b'mikdash. So therefore, one of the avodas in the mikdash was who inyan avodas hakabonas. The avoider of Kabbalah, who avoider ruchnis shebenefesh. It's Perek Beis. Here, Perik Beis on page 112. On the back. Thank you very much. Page 112, Perik Beis, and it's third line down. This was a spiritual avoda. The offering of Kabbonis was something spiritual. V'zeu inyan hishtatfus hakoinim v'alevim ba'avoidosum. You have Kohanim and Levim together doing the avoda v'shirum v'zimrum. They're singing, they're playing of music. Be'eis avos ha'korban. But the time when the korban was offered. It's a very interesting point. When the korban was offered, the Levim were playing music and singing. It was a spiritual, even in psychological terms, it was a very, very moving experience. And meanwhile, the Kohanim are doing all the different aspects of the avoda of offering the korban on the Mizbeach. Shevzeu avoda ruchnis, it was a very spiritual thing. And the inyan avodas hakorban, but avoda benefesh adamhu. Now, what is this avoda in the service of the individual? Now, it says in Vayikra, Dichsiv Odom ki yakriv mikem korban la Hashem, a person who wants to offer mikem from you should be the korban la Hashem, min habehema, min habaka, etc. Now, he focuses on these words, ki yakriv mikem, that the offering is coming from us. Now, if we can move halfway down the next page, page 113, halfway down the two words at the end of the line, demikem takrivu. It's exactly halfway down. Demikem takrivu. The point is emphasizing mikem, the offering is coming from you. Demikem takrivu es korban la'Hashem. It doesn't mean only the animal that's being offered. Kiyim mikem mamash, from you really. V'hu min ha-behema, that's the behema shebelibo shel adam, the behema inside each person's heart. Shu ha-nefesh ha-bahamis, the animal soul, that's what's being offered. Min ha-boker min ha-tzoin. When it says for the ox or the lambs, that's different varieties of the animal soul. It's known in each person their animal soul is their own particular quality. One person has a nefesh ha-bahamis, an ox which gores. Ubal midas gasas b'yoseh, something very coarse. V'yeshu hu tzoin. And another person has an animal soul like a sheep. Shu behema daka, which is a different kind of behema. Af shegam zeh
b'chlam. Slovenliness and laziness. A sheep with tens. It's not an aggressive animal.
Sure, it's not.
And
well, and meek and following on when the other sheep move, then the sheep. So it mentions a kuntras hatfilo, which is a kuntras by the Rebbe Rashab, which the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, which discusses this. It's a Kuntras HaTfilah tract on davening, and he speaks about the more detail about the different kind of behema within the person. Yeah. That's what it means, you should offer your korban. Dehine b'ha korban agashmi. What happens when the physical korban in the Beis HaMikdash? They bring a physical animal onto the Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach, there was fire which originally came from above. That it was there, the fire was crouching on the Mizbeach like a lion. And the Zoya mentions this. Ariya da'ochu korbanin, the lion which conceals the korbanos. The same thing happens inside the neshama of the person. There's a fire from above. Now, what's the fire from above? That's the fire of the divine soul. Inside us, we have the fire of the divine soul burning. As it says, this is the flame which is burning. And what happens is, if we turn over the page, the last page, so just the second line at the top, we bring the animal soul to the fire of the divine soul. And the fire of the divine soul illuminates the animal soul. That the animal soul should also have love for Hashem. As it says in the pasuk, we say every day several times, why does it say levavacha instead of libcha? It means both yitzarim. The Gama Nefshe Bahamis, also the Yetzahara, should have an Ava Lelokus. And so that is what is happening through the fact that we bring our personal behemoth, and we connect the divine soul to it, and the divine soul, the Nefshe Lekis, illuminates and inspires the animal soul, and that's the way our internal Mizbeach. Our internal Mizbeach is offering up the carbon to Hashem. Now that is the Avodah that we have in all the different aspects of our Avodah, particularly in Avodah Satfila, there's Torah Avodah of Minas Chasodim, and Avodah refers to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and also to Tfila. And so that Inyan of Tfila is something where we have the opportunity to dedicate ourselves and be inspired in this way. But Bechlal, in all aspects of our lives, we are creating this Mishkan inside us, and it's through us making the Mishkan and Mikdash inside us that Be'ezras Hashem Yisvorach, there will be the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash now Mamash, and we won't have to fast. It's a fast which is Nidche, and as it says in the Gemara, given the idche, and Be'ezras Hashem, so it should be with the coming.
Good.